doing my very best each day to get the best out of those around me, and I take great pride in leading this country.
One minute I've got tears coming down my face, and then I'm like, oh my god, this is it, Monster had taken over me, and it was pure elation.
It was a real honour to be asked to be assistant coach for Sirens. It's something I take very, very seriously, and I really hope that I can have a big impact.
I'd like to think that I'm a vital part of this team, but I'm not the team, and I understand that.
A huge thank you for the Netball Show. You really have helped England Netball take our message to new audiences.
I'm Sasha Shipway, and this is the Netball Show with Mizuno. On this podcast, we hear from Pip Cross, who's the Isle of Man Netball President, plus Becky Nash on her latest Next Generation Netball Camps.
Hi, this is Shani Layton, and you're listening to the Netball Show.
But we start today with the one and only Jeeva Mentor, who's been sharing her thoughts on getting back into the season.
Hi everyone, Jeeva Mentor here, reporting in from home. For me personally, it's going to be getting back into that routine, seeing all my teammates, the camaraderie that we have, and those fun times that we create. Why is it important to you to love the game and not the odds? I think nowadays we get so caught up in numbers and figures, we lose the beauty of the game, the athletic ability of the individuals out on court, looking at the hunger to compete. It's the overall beauty of what sport can bring. How do I feel about sports betting advertising? I think we're always going to see it, unfortunately. I think the important thing is that those messages about the impacts that it can have on the individual or family are present, and that's why I'm proud to be able to play for the Collingwood Magpies and be able to portray such a strong message against it, and for us to be able to impact in such a positive way is something I'm very passionate about. Who's kept you motivated during this lockdown period? I've actually got a friend who owns a bike as well, so we often message each other, and particularly when we're not feeling that motivated, we're able to encourage the other one, and so we get out on our bike and get some fresh air and get some exercise too. Advice to keep or start up healthy behaviours during lockdown. I have three top tips. My first one is definitely routine. Routine holds you accountable. Accountable for the day, which means the days hopefully pass quicker, the weeks pass quicker, and soon enough we'll hopefully be all out of isolation. My second top tip is grab yourself a buddy. Find a friend that's outside that you're able to message. They can message you as well. And those days that you're feeling slightly unmotivated, that's when those words of encouragement come and you can hold each other accountable. And my third top tip is get off your phones and laptops, avoid screen time as much as possible, and try and pick up a new hobby if you can. And lastly, it goes without saying, make sure that you keep checking in with your friends and family members, particularly those ones that you know that live alone.
And Jo Harton is looking forward to the start of the season too, as she's been telling Giants Netball YouTube channel.
We can't wait to get out and play in front of our home crowd for round one, and yeah, we just to hit the ground running and just to play some of season 2020 it's a remarkable feat in itself, and we just, yeah, can't wait. Season 2020 can really kick off and kind of be where it needs to be. Everyone's really, really grateful that we've got the season underway, and yeah, I think all the athletes up and down the country just can't wait to step out for round one.
There's obviously been a lot of uncertainty with the season and a few changes and even some more rolling out. How are the girls coping with all that?
Yeah, the girls are just taking everything in their stride. I think 2020 is the year just to accept what comes your way. The new rule changes today that there is no bonus point for the quarters, and obviously we've got the addition of the super shot and the rolling subs this year. I think it is just about taking everything that gets thrown at us, adapting as quick as we can and just pushing on, playing. We're really excited just to play the game and do our best for our club.
And taking on a new role this year with the leadership on the court, how do you see yourself playing out that role?
I think probably just being as vocal as ever. And when I play at a goal attack, I'm working so hard that usually my voice does deflate a bit. But I think just keeping the girls in check. We've got a bunch of leaders up and down the court. It's really cliche, but I think some of our youngsters are really stepping up to the mark this year. I'm really excited to see what they can do and leading their own right, you know, setting up plays for the team and really dominating on their one-on-one performances.
And looking ahead to the weekend, taking on the West Coast Fever, what are you expecting of them?
They're going to be fast, physical, furious, as they always are. Hopefully we don't come away with a draw, but it's going to be an interesting game. I'm glad we're playing them first up just to see how, you know, we match up against them. We played them for a couple of practice games back in March, which seems like an eternity away now. But yeah, really excited to hit out against the Fever, and hopefully we'll come away with a really good performance.
Life can be a bit of a handful.
But what do you do?
Let go?
Or grab on to everything it has to offer.
Ask yourself, do you back down when things get tough?
Or confront them, breasts on?
Do you give up or give it hell?
Do you ignore your amazing boobs or fearlessly check them regularly?
We thought so.
This is Grabbin' Life by the Boobs.
So grab regularly and check out any changes.
It could save your life.
Search Copperfeel. Grab life.
For the first time in my playing career, I've been able to play pain-free and completely focused on my game.
I found a shoe that makes me feel close to the court and in control of my movements.
After a long history with bad injuries, it's a relief to have found a shoe I feel confident in playing with on court. That's why I love the Wave Phantom. That's why I love the Wave Stealth.
That's why I love the Wave Mirage.
I'm Sasha Shipway and this is The Netball Show. Isle of Man Netball have recently announced a new board, which is going to be important moving forward. Their president is Pip Cross, and here she is.
Isle of Man went into lockdown quite early on, and you know, people from family and friends obviously sort of trying to get back to the island to spend the time here. So, and personally, I think the island was fairly relaxed about it. Not in terms of, you know, the lockdown itself, but, you know, people just got on with doing what they were supposed to do, staying in, you know, only doing the essential journeys and that sort of thing as well. The weather here was fantastic during the first start of lockdown, so it was quite easy from that respect in terms of, you know, we could just sort of, you know, spend the time outside or whatever. So all in all, it wasn't too bad, and I think the Isle of Man government did us proud.
What are some of the ways that you've been staying connected, not only as players, but as coaches as well?
In terms of the association, we kept our members informed of what was going on by email, by social media, all those sorts of things. Claire, the development officer, was great early days, doing quizzes and that sort of thing, keeping people engaged. Since then, we've had quite a few Zoom calls, as opposed to everybody else, you know, same as everybody else has. But that's just been such a great way of keeping in touch. You know, our AGM we did virtually, which was great, and surprisingly, we had far better attendance at that because it was sort of online and people didn't have to go anywhere and whatever. So the take-up of that was great. We've also had loads of calls with Netball Europe via Zoom and also with the INF as well, keeping us engaged that way, you know, looking forward, seeing how we can get netball back and that sort of thing. So, and I think our members have appreciated, you know, the virtual contact, really.
Teams are obviously getting back to play now, small groups, but it's been long overdue, hasn't it, really?
Well, we were very lucky here in that we've been sort of back to netball, if you like, for quite a few weeks now. The Isle of Man has been COVID-free for over 2 months now. So again, what I was saying earlier about being a little bit relaxed, you tend to forget about what's going on in the rest of the world. And recently, we've been asked by England Netball on behalf of the other Netball Europe home countries to trial some modifications to the game so that we can try and get netball back, you know, across the country. So that's been really advantageous that we've been able to do that, you know, on their behalf, because we can play. It's business as usual over here, apart from the fact that our borders remain closed, which is great because we still need to protect our little island. But it's great that we are back netball. We've got a business league that started last week, so that's being played outside in the lovely Isle of Man weather. And you know, we had a great take up for that, even though it was put together quite late. Should have been played much earlier on in the season, but again, we're back, and there are clubs and the squads are back on board, so it's really good.
Interesting to hear about the England netball, and the nice thing is they obviously asked you to trial out a few ideas. Just a pity that nobody can come and watch them.
Yeah, they've been filmed for purely for analysis purposes to see whether they work. There are a few different sort of combinations that they've looked at, and we're going to have another trial again to provide more footage. And you know, that's a fantastic opportunity for us as an island to be able to do that.
Yeah.
And you know, and hopefully that will go some way into getting everybody back on court in the UK as well.
Nice to see the mixed business leagues up and running. That started last week. Still okay to get involved in that? Not too late?
No, not too late. If people want to get involved, I think you need to be quick if people want to get, if businesses want to get involved. But it's great fun as well, and you know, just sort of seeing people enjoying themselves out in, you know, out in the early evening sunshine. It's always sunny here, Andy. I must remind you of that.
That's all right, but we just can't get in.
No, I know. Everybody's really jealous. People keep throwing us up, saying we're really jealous because we're playing and we're not, and whatever. So, people want to get involved. If they contact Netball Development, Claire will be happy to take the application.
development@netball.im for that.
That's it.
I wanted to get in touch as well because you've just appointed a new board, and that's going to be really handy moving forward.
It is. It's something that we've been looking at doing for a little while now. World Cup in Liverpool last year, myself and a colleague attended a number of workshops put on by the IMF, particularly around governance and that sort of thing. So it reinforced the need for us to move to a more formal board. We're still all volunteers. And so that was really exciting. So sort of like during lockdown, we were able to put all those job descriptions in place and get expressions of interest out to various parties to see whether they would like to support us. So we've got some non-netballing people involved now from various businesses on the island. And it is a great step. It's a big step forward for us in terms of becoming, you know, a little bit more formal in the way that we do things. And it should give us, you know, a sort of like a, you know, quite a good professional approach from here on in.
You'd think maybe as well a little bit of extra sponsorship as well, which is always going to be key.
I hope so, yes. And again, one of the areas we'll be looking at is, you know, particularly some PR and some marketing. And we've got some meetings lined up for the rest of this, you know, to move that forward as well. So, yeah, we will be going out and looking for some sponsorship. Again, for the, you know, to support our netball, and not just, you know, leagues and squads, but our own individual development as well, you know, courses for CPD and things like that as well, just overall general development.
I saw the Junior Netball League date has finally been announced, and it's good just to get something back in the diary.
Yeah, absolutely, and we've got a senior dinner booked as well. Again, all of this was postponed at the beginning of the season, but we'll have a big early August and again the senior dinner celebration of netball at the end of August as well, which would just be before the start of our season. So we've got one fixture that's due to be played on the 2nd of August, which is sort of like a league title decider, which was only one that has to be played, and again hopefully we can get spectators down to watch that. And you know, it's just great to be back.
Yeah, and like you said there, that celebration in Netball, end of August
for that, yeah. So tickets are on sale. Clubs can go to Go Membership to purchase their tickets. And I think that's, you know, it's a nice way to sort of to sign the season off as well as start the next season. So we've got some, you know, some awards for various individuals and whatever. So it should be a really exciting night. And it's nice to be able to dress up and go somewhere.
Yeah. Pip, thanks again for your time, and netball.im is where you can find everything online.
That's right, yes, and again, that website will be revamped over the course of the coming months. So we will have all our board appointments on there, and the squads and the leagues. So hopefully, a nice big splash there too.
Becky Nash has been telling us about the latest Next Generation Netball Camps.
We've both got our own little girls now. We just wanted to bring some coaching to our local area and just get it out and about. There's so much talent in Essex. We just felt really passionate about it. We started coaching together with the Mavs and really enjoyed it and just decided to get up and running. And it's way surpassed our expectations so far in terms of how popular it's been and just how much we've enjoyed it.
Sasha was on last week as well. She's just saying how it was maybe disappointing that season ended early.
Oh, yeah, 100%. It's just been such a strange year, hasn't it? And I think it just came to such a halt so quickly. Yeah, really disappointing, but more disappointing for the players. Yeah. They put so much into it, and they work, you know, we work from September all the way around with the finish point being nearly a year later. Yeah, really disappointing for them. But to see youngsters with such an amazing work ethic and work so hard continuously through lockdown, Skype and individually, been amazing, really. I'm not sure if I had that mental strength at their age. I've been really impressed by it.
How successful have the camps been when you ran them in the past then?
They've been really popular. I would say we're either sold out or within five places of being sold out for nearly every camp we do. We try not to turn anyone away, to be honest. If it looks like we can get an extra coach and have more players, that's what we're all about, as many as possible. But unfortunately, due to the current restrictions that we're under and just making sure it's safe for everyone, we've just got to be really strict with where we've levelled it at. So I mean, the first two dates sold out in under an hour, which was really good. We knew people were excited and we're getting lots of emails. We're really happy about that. Just shame we can't have more to come. But as I said, for the time being, it's restricted. And then hopefully as time goes on, we can see more people.
It's going to really affect everybody at this stage. But what are some of the changes you've had to make in the meantime just to get back up and running safely?
Yeah, so it's only netball fitness at the moment, so it's just focusing on like a lot of injury prevention, looking at some speed and reintroducing, because you know, some players have done nothing for months, some might not have had the opportunity or they might not have been able to get to do it. So it's about reintegrating some basic skills back into what they're doing, but really sticking strictly to what England Netball has said. So there's only going to be bubbles of like five girls working, and they're still going to have to be 2 metres apart, and they can minimal contact with equipment that they can share. So that's an interesting terminology to try and work out, but a little bit of ball sharing between one other person. But ultimately, we're just focusing on the individual and getting their skills and their dynamic and their speed. A little bit of work on that, really, until it's lifted to stage three and we're allowed to see what the next package has got in store for us. But for the time being, it's mainly just looking at netball fitness.
So they went live the other day and you've already had a couple of sellouts on the year 6, 7, 8 and 9. Is that right?
Yeah, we've got four dates. Two sold out within the hour. And then the other two have got, one's got one space on and one's got two space on. So that's brilliant because it hasn't even been 24 hours yet. So that's great. And then we've got the other group, which is the year 10 and above, which goes all the way into adults, and we're 50% full on them. So it's just brilliant, to be honest. It's going to be so good to see so many familiar faces and just get back to a little bit of netball. Even though very restricted, it'll just be really nice to get back to a little bit of netball.
And you and Jem would have been looking forward to it as well, I expect.
Oh my goodness, yeah. We're so excited when we were planning it last week. Just couldn't wait to get back up and running. And it's just those little snippets of normality, isn't it? Trying to get back to them, but doing it safely. And yeah, it's been a massive task to try and get everything in place that we need. But we can't wait now. I can't wait for the 12th.
They're going to be taking place at Chelmer Valley High School. How have they been towards getting involved and being involved with the session?
Yeah, they're fantastic. That's where I work.
Yeah.
And we've got outdoor courts. No, they've been great. We had bookings that we have our whole year booked out there already, and they got in contact to say at the end of July they're up and running again, which is great. And outdoor courts, which obviously is fantastic, and they're quite newly laid. So in terms of us running a camp, we're only going to use two courts out of the four, so we've got loads of space, spread people out. And yeah, it's just going to be really nice just to be back and get that ball moving again.
What about the idea of pricing?
It's £15 a session for an hour and a half, or you can block book all four sessions for £53. But obviously for the juniors, there's no block bookings left. So it's only for the year 10 and above that block bookings are available. But if people did miss out, then we have some more sessions come in, and they're going to be spread over two different areas the next lot. Some are going to be in Chelmsford and some are going to be over Thurrock Way. So there'll be another set of one session a week where people can go to them if they prefer.
And a bit of luck, you won't have to wait too long. Maybe you plan to get things back in another set in September?
Yeah, I mean, we have our first coach lined up for our masterclass. I'm not saying any more than that, which we're excited for, but we're not going to do anything until we can do it properly. We don't want to do it like and have hardly anyone there, or they can't go within 2 metres of them. If you're going to do it, we want it to be like the full experience. We have that ready to go. And obviously we're just praying we get to do some October camps and get some bits and bobs in before Christmas. But I think at the moment, most important thing, just keeping people safe and just going with what England Netball has said at the moment.
Well, the good thing is everything's back up and running for you. And best place to find out more is it just Facebook or the website, maybe?
Yeah, we've got Facebook, Insta, Twitter. They're all NGN Netball, or you can go on ngnnetball.co.uk.
Thanks for listening to this episode of The Netball Show with Mizuno. We love hearing from you, so do get in touch. We're online at The Netball Show.
I will be doing my very best each day to get the best out of those around me, and I take great pride in leading this country.
1 minute, I've got tears coming down my face, and then I'm like, oh my God, this is it. Monster had taken over me, and it was pure elation.
It was a real honour to be asked to be assistant coach for Sirens. It's something I take very, very seriously, and I really hope that I can have a big impact.
I'd like to think that I'm a vital part of this team, but I'm not the team, and I understand that.
A huge thank you for The Netball Show. You really have helped England Netball take our message to new audiences.